Are you sure of your salvation?
A young minister was asked to attend a meeting of religious scholars in India, but he refused to participate in their apologetic discussions. He knew only the basic principles and doctrines of his own religion. After they urged him many times, he finally agreed. He prayed that the Spirit of the Lord would guide him. So he went to the meeting with peace in his heart. When he arrived at the conference, he was amazed to see about 2,000 people surrounding a group of honorable sheikhs and scholars in their long robes, all waiting for him. They asked his opinion on their doctrines, traditions, laws, and liturgies. He could answer only some of their questions. So they finally asked him, "What can you offer us from your religion for discussion?" He answered with pleasure, "The Holy God has forgiven all my sins through the death of my Lord Jesus Christ. By him I became righteous and free from my sins. I am no longer afraid of the day of judgment, because my salvation has been completed." The scholars rejected his testimony and cried out, "That is impossible. No person can know in advance what will happen on the day of judgment. No one can be sure of the final account which God will present him. We consider everyone who says, 'My sins are forgiven,' a blasphemer." But the young minister answered them with a clear and firm voice, saying, "You have asked for my opinion concerning your religion in philosophical matters. I couldn't answer many of your questions, and gave you only some ideas. But now I understand the difference between your religion and my religion. I confess that your many laws, long traditions, and habitual prayers will never bring peace into your minds. You do not have the assurance of forgiveness in your hearts. But I am absolutely sure, and I can say with pleasure, that the great God loves me personally. He has forgiven all my sins through Christ Jesus. No human being, nor Satan, will be able to take this grace away from me. I am rich in my simplicity, but you are poor in your imagined prosperity. Dear friend, are you sure in your heart that God has saved you? He is ready to grant you His own Holy Spirit. This Spirit witnesses to your spirit that you have become one of God's own children. The Eternal God has accepted you as you are. He has cleansed you, raised you to a new life, sanctified you, and given you His everlasting peace. This is the experience of all who have accepted their Savior Jesus Christ and His salvation. They are certain about the unchangeable love of God. If you have not received this assurance yet, ask God in humble faith that He may pour out His Holy Spirit in your heart, where He will abide forever. Then you will realize the power of your salvation and rest in the grace and love of the Lord Jesus. Everyone who loves Christ is like a blind person whose eyes have just been opened. He sees a door to God wide open and recognizes Christ, the fountain of everlasting life. From Him we receive power for our new inner being, which changes our old nature. As a result of salvation, through the death of Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into your heart and renews every aspect of your character. Believe in your Savior Jesus Christ, then you will begin to live a life which is worthy to be called life. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."